The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Podsites has released data about sequential advertising when you put ads for the same client in more than one spot in your podcast. One of the data points, buying both pre-roll and mid-roll, works 43% better in terms of return on ad spend than a mid-roll ad alone. The rest of the research is free on their website, which we link to today. In Canada, Chorus Entertainment's Curious Cast has posted their Q3 2020 slate, including three investigative podcasts. Podinstall, a progressive web app and player for podcasts, has been enriched with new functionalities. Publishers can now embed their podcasts within their pages and sell advertising within the embedded player. The player can also be installed to your mobile phone or desktop to work like a podcast app. The Fable and Folly Network has announced a partnership with UK-based fiction podcast producers Definitely Human. The Australian Audio Summit has been announced, a virtual event on November the 27th. It'll offer practical, long-lasting tips and advice on how to succeed on any audio platform. Joanna Peel went to the Paris Podcast Festival and took copious notes about podcasting in France. We'll link to those from our show notes and our newsletter today. And after writing about them in his weekly newsletter, Tom Webster from Edison Research has made a Spotify and Anchor show with music. Ultimately, he says, for version one, I was pretty happy with the experience. And actually, thinking about it, who else could do shows with music? It strikes us that there are only a few with the right music licensing: Deezer, Amazon, YouTube, and Apple. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. The Podcast Index has a new website look and feel. Search in the Podcast Index and other services that use it, like PodNews' search, now has much better ranking, helping you find the show you're looking for faster. You should check it out at podnews.net/search. What user agents are being used for podcast apps? We link to every single user agent we saw on Friday, matched using the RSS user agent or specific feeds for some platforms. That's 1,412 downloads, 217 unknowns, just 15%. But no wimping out and using Google Chrome as a platform. It's not a platform, it's just a browser. And our RSS feed contains the new podcast transcript and podcast locked tags from the Podcast Index namespace. We'd encourage more podcast hosts to be involved in these new tags. And in podcast news, Brandwidth On Demand is a podcast that promises to reboot US radio. The guest in today's episode is consultant and author Valerie Geller. Her tips for powerful radio are just as good for powerful podcasting too. If you speak Dutch, Luistervink is a podcast in Dutch, not pronounced like that. Anyway, it's about the possibilities for podcasts and audio on demand for marketing, content and communication. It's new from Playbird, a podcast production company, confusingly, from Belgium. And As You Want focuses on John Birming, a prisoner on death row in Huntsville in Texas. It's a five-part fiction podcast with an all-star French cast, and it's in French. It launches today. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.